This isn't exactly a personal story, but it's about somebody that I know. I go to an art school, as you can see, and at art school you have two kinds of people. You have the really, really hardcore, like, straight-edge people who are like, drugs? Say no to drugs. Say yes to love. And those people. And then you have the hardcore stoner kids who hang out in the bathroom and smoke weed every day. Those are the kinds of people that you have. And I my family is here, so, you know, I have to say what side I'm on. I wouldn't want them to think badly of me. But I hang out with some of the stoner kids, and I know a kid who is very addicted to marijuana, unfortunately. And one day his dealer got busted, and so he didn't have any place to buy pot. And he was, you know, very distraught about this. And he asked a friend, you know, where do you buy your weed? And he's like, man, you can get the best stuff. You take this bus, and you go to the back of the bus, and there'll be a guy in a trench coat, and he'll sell you the best pot ever. This is a bad idea. Like, you don't do that. Like, this is the same kid who, like, literally this morning came up to me and was like, so I was thinking about what authors would be like if they were three. Sylvia Plath would just be sticking her head in Easy Bake Oven. This guy, like, I'm going to call him Bob because I don't want to give away his real name. His real name's Robert. But anyway, so this guy, Bob, goes on the bus, buys this marijuana, and, you know, it's a little expensive, but that's what happens when your dealer, you know, gets busted. And he goes home and he smokes it. Now, there's no FDA for this kind of stuff. So you don't know what you're buying, and you might be buying pot that's laced with PCP, which is what happened. And this kid, Bob, lives in his grandparents' house. He has paisley on his wall, and he saw narwhals jumping around, and he decides that this is a religious experience, and holy crap, he has never been so religious in his life, and he just has the greatest outpouring, and he runs over to my friend Jason's house, who lives so far away, I'm not even sure how he got there on foot, but he did, and he's tripping out of his mind, and he's like, the caterpillars are running across the road. Said caterpillars are like SUVs. So I don't know how we live, but he goes to my friend's house and he's like, dude, it all makes sense. The unicorns are Satan and the narwhals are Jesus, and they have to have an epic horn battle over the horn. This guy, like, Jason has, you know, calm him down, get him to stop believing that the shadows are snakes and rivers and whatever, and get him some water, calm him down. But this guy is so convinced that Bob writes a book, and he like writes this book, and he's like, I'm gonna sell millions of dollars. I'm gonna be like the next Stephanie Meyer, and just freaking out. And eventually he passes up. Oh, is that it? Sorry. So he passes up, and when he wakes up, he has literally written the words, hippopotamuses eat rainbows. The moral of the story is, do not buy drugs off a Greyhound bus. Don't do it. The end.